Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Vary with me. We're going to talk about some ways to save money. She just saved me some, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Vary.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, I'm going to let you be the very first one. We're going to have a contest, folks. This is our sports deal. You know, we've got to pull some sports in here. And you know, Jeremy's a big Bronco fan. And you know, every Monday, he has the sports huddle at different little locations. I think this coming up one is Three Parrots.
Yep.
Here's the deal. As long as Peyton does it between now and then, if not, it'll have to be the next week. If you guess one of the three answers correctly, you get to announce it, and he'll announce your name at the sports hall. You got to be there, you know, and I personally will buy you a beverage of your choice. Water's usually my favorite beverage, so I'll buy that for sure. But will he retire?
Yes.
Will he go to the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams?
The most desperate quarterback franchise in the NFL.
Okay. Or will he stay with the Broncos? Those are your three options.
I want him to retire.
I think I do too.
I love him.
I know I do.
And I want him to go out on top. I don't want
him to. I agree.
I think all of America does. And I loved him, and he just stayed
made
too
you sick.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I vote. Okay, folks. I vote he goes.
Well, there's a better. I'll say this. There's a better chance that Scott Allison's a quarterback of the Broncos than Peyton Manning next year.
Or the Dallas Cowboys. You know, you never know.
Yeah,
okay, folks. Then you send your sallison.com and your name. And we will have you on the show. It'll be a real quick, short one. And a free beverage, especially water, purchased by myself.
Very good.
But I will say this, dollar drafts tomorrow, the sports huddle at Three Parrots, just so that way, if it happens tomorrow, it's a cheap way out for you.
Water's cheap, too. Water's good for me. Okay, Valerie, let's get to it. Okay, I'm going to brag on you right off the bat.
Okay.
I said, Valerie, I think my loan's coming up pretty soon. You know, I just did a bank loan, and that wasn't the smartest thing. But, folks, if you remember a couple of years ago, especially if you were self-employed, it was really, really hard to get a loan, and a secondary loan.
Yes, it was.
In fact, Valerie said, like that to me. Yeah, like that. That's how she did it. So, anyway, I got a bank loan. So I think it's coming up pretty quick, and the rates are still really, really good.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you what she did. She said, okay. About 3 days later, Mary Sue calls. She says, Scott, you got to come sign these papers. Okay. I go on this, boom, 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 sign here. About a week and a half later, Jerry Nevins calls me, I think probably one of the best appraisers in San Angelo, and called and said, I got to do appraisal. I got to do it like in 2 days on your house. I said, oh, really? He goes, everybody wants to do it now. I said, okay, I'll meet you over there. Boom. So about 2 days ago, 3 days ago from today, title company says, you need to come sign your paperwork, it's all ready. And 3.125 interest rate on a 15-year loan. Wow.
Yes.
So when people say, one, and I'm not an easy person to get, I'm, you know.
Well, you are credit-wise. So credit-wise and loan-wise, it was the best you could get.
Yeah, but the other part wasn't, was it? It was hard.
It was a little harder when you own 1,000 things.
So, but if you're, I'm telling you, if you work for yourself, this lady did it, and she did it in record time. And folks, I will tell you, I've never had a 3.125 interest rate in my life, and I've bought a lot of houses.
Yeah, I mean, rates are good. Also, though, you might add, you did sign your closing disclosure 3 days before.
Yes,
we
well, you had to do that. Well, that was the first papers I signed.
Okay,
it was actually the second. I did my loan app in about 1.2 seconds with your sister.
To be sure people did not think that I actually skipped over the
rear end. I came in and did that. But I'm just saying it was like literally.
It was fast. And we're trying to do that.
I didn't realize it was happening.
We're trying to do that. We're trying to get people in and get people out. I have had a rash of problems lately, and it's people.
Well, it's in the air too.
People quitting their jobs, people losing their jobs, people buying new cars, people just doing crazy things. And so it's kind of like we're now when people come in, it's nearly like we're talking to you like, really? But I'll tell you, if you're buying a house and you're in the middle of it, don't do anything drastic till after you buy your house.
We've
don't
said
do
that a
any,
hundred times. Though.
Yeah, but it's just like it's in the air right now. It's kind of craziness. So just be cautious. Be cautious.
And especially, I know a lot of people that you've helped reestablish their credit, get stuff going back.
Yes, and we sure will. We will help you. If you have credit issues, I mean, I'm dealing with probably 100 people right now on their credit.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, too. That means as soon as people see your credit's going up and up, guess who's the first people to call you?
Exactly.
And the fin on their back should be a something you think's going on. That's called a shark.
Exactly.
They're wanting you to get back in debt. Don't do it.
Yeah. Take care of your credit. We'll help you.
Yeah, credit's it. Well, you know what? And to me, you think about something. The people that want to give you credit when you have bad credit, what they charge you should be against the law.
That is correct.
So keep your credit good. That way when you go to buy something, you can get it.
That's right. And you'd be surprised how many people have poor credit. I mean, 50-50.
Well, it's hard. So, I mean, the one thing that I don't know about y'all, and tell me how this works, but we do a lot of property management, more than I want to do. That's why I don't do it. We have people that do that. Property management's a hard job.
It's a very hard job.
But I'm going to tell you this. Even in the property management, when you rent a house, they check your credit scores.
Correct.
So it's important. But one thing that we kind of are real lenient on, and maybe we shouldn't be or we should be, if you go out and you buy a new car and you give it back, and you go out and you buy a new TV and you give it back, I mean, that's your fault. But let's say you're in a bad wreck, or let's say, you know, which we've all had, especially more and more lately, some kind of medical issues.
Right.
You go to the doctor, and I mean, I just did a little episode myself. You know, $50,000 in 2 days is nothing.
Exactly. And we're seeing medical collections, a lot of
them. And you didn't, that wasn't, you didn't say, oh, let me go blow $50,000. No. I'm going to go to Vegas and spend $50,000. You went in the hospital, it was miserable, you know, and thank God we have good hospitals here, but it still have a $50,000 bill.
Right.
And I have insurance.
Right. And exactly. I do believe the majority of the people, of course, I'm love to believe this, I live in my own world, is I like to believe that the majority of the people did not cause their own problems, okay?
I think West Texas people, that's true.
Yeah, I do too. I think things happened, and I think they didn't maybe understand how important everything was to them. One thing when you're talking about a car is that people are funny. When you get, the car places should thank me for this little bit of information, is that people go get a car and they get a loan for the car, and a brand new car, might I add. No, let's not say a used car. Let's say a year old used car. They borrow $40,000. Well, 7 months from now, they just decided they don't want the car anymore. They blame the people for giving it to them, and then they give it back to them like they're doing them a favor by giving it back to them. That's a no-no. You got a loan. You owe the loan. Sell the silly car and pay whatever the difference is.
I'm going to tell you this, and it wasn't you, by the way. I had a guy come and look me right in the face and say, well, I let my house go back a year ago. And I said, well, that's going to be a real issue for you. He goes, well, it wasn't my fault. And I said, really? He goes, well, the bank should have known better than to loan me the money.
See, I mean,
you know what I told them? I said, guess what? They will next time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you won't have to worry about it. Yeah. Foreclosures are the worst credit that you can have. Bankruptcy's the end. But again, have I done loans for people with bankruptcies? All day, every day, if there's enough time that has passed. So it's just like, if you feel like you need some credit counseling,
let's
far
verify
as visiting,
what you just said. We got, you know, and this one thing has opened my eyes in doing the property management, because I have to oversee everything.
Right.
But overseeing it, a guy goes, well, I had a bankruptcy. Yes, sir, you had a bankruptcy last year, and you've been late every time since
then. Yeah, you can't
then.
Do that. Cannot have late payments after a bankruptcy. You have to be clean. A bankruptcy is to cleanse yourself, and then you should be good after that. You can't have a bankruptcy and then have problems. We don't like that. Well,